Let's see. Room 139 is here. Hi there. I'm Cardlin. I believe you were expecting me. May I come in? Thank you. I trust you understand the full nature of my visit and services being offered to you. I'll take that blush as a yes. Hey, it's okay. You are by no means obligated to go through with this. Remember, you are my client and you are in control. Being a friend of a friend is irrelevant. What matters is you feeling comfortable and safe. Either way, I've been well paid regardless of what we do. Plus, I owe said friend a few favors, so don't worry. And, well, after I was told why you needed help, I felt honored, even compelled to help you move past your negative experiences. Does that help? Yeah? Good. Now, let's sit down for a moment. I know only a general idea of what you want to get out of our session. You want to enjoy sex again after a bad experience, correct? Not fear it or be frustrated, but to tailor your session and ensure you get what you want and need, I'll need to know a little bit more about your experience, if that's okay. Are you comfortable talking about it? If not, we can certainly work around it. Yeah. Oh, God, that's terrible. I'm sorry you went through that. That bastard had no right to hurt you. It's not your fault. I hope you know that. I'm glad. From what I can tell, you've done all you can to rise above from it and heal without feeling ashamed. I commend that bravery. To have your trust broken by a significant other and repeatedly can't be easy to come back from. Hopefully, I can help you move over that final wall. How does that sound? Good. Now, usually I'd start a session off quite soon after, but given the nature of your circumstances, that doesn't feel right. So, let's go out for a bite first. Besides, you still seem rather tense, and perhaps if we get to know each other a little, it'll help you relax as we discuss what you need. Come on. Yeah, it's nice here, isn't it? Warm and quiet, with a great coffee, or tea in your case. What can I say? It's the lifeblood of society. I can't function without it. I figured you'd want somewhere that's homey and private enough to talk without eavesdroppers to such personal matters. First, let's start this off with a few simple questions. What do you do for a living? Yes, I'm not asking the real questions yet. I can see you're still nervous, and I'm not going to rush it. So? Ah, a pastry chef. That's a bit of a hotshot career these days, right? Though I hear it's not an easy thing to do. Oh, really? Damn, that's rough. Though, I must say, looking at what you guys make, I'd say it's a labor of love, right? What's your favorite dessert? Baked lemon tart. Good one. Me? I've got to say it's a tiramisu. I know, such a surprise as I sip my coffee. And is this what you've always wanted to do? Since you were 10, huh? Me? No, I didn't decide to become an escort while other boys wanted to be cops or firefighters. No, I used to want to be a doctor. But then decided I liked to sleep too much. But I didn't realize until I had a big-ass student loan. Yeah, oops. So this just began as a way to pay off debt. Yeah, I know, right? Real original. But turns out I was pretty decent and got better to the point I could be in business for myself and choose my clients. Yeah, I do enjoy it. Obviously, as with any other job, there are a few downsides, but surprisingly, I found that I could help people through this. Yeah. How exactly? Well, there's the typical pent-up frustration and no time for a relationship client, or the inexperienced wanting to improve skill. Some don't even want to be physical. They just want open conversation without judgment. And then there's you, wanting to overcome trauma. Now, speaking of which, shall we discuss your session? Okay. First question. Are you familiar with the concept of vanilla and non-vanilla sex? Yeah? Great. That'll save us some time. And what is your preference? Ooh, you enjoy it kinky a good amount, eh? Alrighty then. Can you elaborate on your experiences? What you enjoyed or didn't enjoy? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So you've done some BDSM along with a bit of roleplay, and are you okay? You seem a little worried. Did I say something upsetting? It's okay if you don't want to share, but if it's something that you feel could negatively impact your experience, then it would be best to tell me. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. Take your time. We're in no hurry. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is honestly one of the worst things I can imagine happening during playtime. Okay. So, we won't use the typical color safe words like red, as you struggle with trusting that they're heated. Well, that's okay. We can simply use stop or pause if you need. Is there anything else I should know? Oh, a dilemma. Very well. What is it? Mm-hmm. So you've tried having sex a few times with a few guys after that experience, but then some things happened. Ah. So if they become either too aggressive as a dom, you'd get scared and couldn't continue. But if they took no control, you felt undesired and didn't like trying a dom role. I see. And then you didn't feel in the mood anymore after. Yes, that sounds quite frustrating. No wonder it's been so difficult. Can I offer you my professional opinion on what I believe would be best suited for you? Well, from what I'm hearing, you need to feel reassured regularly and romanced a bit. Not like you're just in a one-night stand with a stranger from some bar. Are you familiar with the DDLG style? Yeah? Never tried it, though. Are you open to it? Not entirely. No, that's fair. Many don't feel comfortable with calling their partner daddy. But what about the rest? Yeah? Yeah, exactly. The pet names are nicer than slut or something similar. It's commonly used as a gentler form of domination. And from what you've told me, it's vital that you never feel like I've stolen control, but that you've freely given it each step of the way, and can take it back in a heartbeat if you feel the need to. Degradation is a big no for you. We need a slower, gentler pacing, too. What do you think? Sound good? Judging from that warm smile and hooded gaze, I think that's right on point. Yes, thank you. I've been doing this long enough that I'd like to believe I've gotten good at it. Just about reading people, you know? Seeing the information in what they tell or even don't tell you. Okay, so you are happy to do this. Excellent. No, don't rush your tea. We're in no hurry. Okay, you were right. Those were indeed amazing lemon tarts. I admit defeat. If I liked it so much, why'd I only have a few bites? Oh, it's quite simple, really. You just seemed so happy as you dug in, I didn't want to steal your enjoyment. But more so, I've had my eyes on something much, sweeter. Are you ready? Yeah? Kiss me again. Yes, my dear kitten. Show me you want this. No, you are certainly impatient now. Good. Come with me. What can I say? I'm a bit old-fashioned myself, so candles seemed appropriate. Now then, sweetness, I think we started to get down to business. First, I need to see if that neck is as sweet as your mouth. Indeed it is. What about the rest of you? Let's find out. That dress, though lovely on you, needs to go. God, you are exquisite. Come here. You smell amazing, and your skin is so warm and soft. How could anyone mar it? Disgraceful. This scar on your shoulder, then? Abominable. No, sweet thing. Don't get embarrassed now. It's still a beautiful sight, seeing you like this. I'm just going to trail kisses along your jaw and tease these lovely breasts. Oh, you like that, huh? My big hands just feathering over those lustrous mounds. This bra barely contains them. That shiver gives it away, little one. Come. No, not the bed. That's later. I think you'd look better on that nice velvet chair near the fireplace. Go sit on it and get comfortable. And look at me while I undress. Tell me, do you like what you see? Glad to hear. Now answer me this, and you must be truthful, kitten. Understand? Good. Then tell me, how do you want to come first? Oh, that blush is so cute on you. But I think I can guess. Spread your legs nice and wide. I'm just gonna kiss and lick up this gorgeous thigh, making you tremor in frustration. Getting closer and closer until you can feel my breath on your panties. Oh, that buck of your hips. I think I guessed right. Now, let's slide them to the side. Show me that little pussy. Oh, poor thing is starved for some attention. Beautiful. Let's have a closer look. What a sweet little clit you have. So sensitive and pretty. Mind if I place a finger down here? Yes, very warm and wet. Do you want this, kitten? My finger inside you. Ask me nicely. Good girl. Beautifully tied. Yes. Moan for me, little one. I want to know just how much you're enjoying this. Slowly. In. And out. Do you want a second one? Yeah? Say please. Good girl. So silky smooth in here. And eager. I can feel you gripping my fingers as they slide in and out. But let's not forget that clit now. Yes, kitten. Keep moaning for me. And look, little one. My fingers are soaked. Let's have a taste, Very nice. But I think I need it straight from the source. Oh, kitten. That's not even fair. You've kept that taste locked away? What a crime, sweetness. You should have shared something so delicious sooner. If you weren't such a good girl, I'd consider punishing you. Hey. You okay? Sweetness, I felt you tense up. Yes, it was just a tease, but I can see that word doesn't sit well. Do you need to stop? Yeah? Okay. No, no, don't apologize. I shouldn't have said that. Yes, you didn't tell me that. That word makes you feel unsafe, but that's not your fault. It can be difficult to remember everything which needs mentioning. May I touch you again? Yeah? Here. Let's get you up in my arms and sit you on the bed. And here is a robe. There you go. Now, let me get up with you. Would you like me to sit away from you? No. Okay, you want to be held. Of course. Of course. Here, let me come around. Have you sit in my lap and wrap my arms around you. Shh, no, no, no. Don't apologize. Really. I'm sorry I scared you. It's okay. You're safe, I promise. Take a deep breath in. And out again. There you go. Can I stroke your hair? I know many find it relaxing. Shh, it's okay. I'm just gonna hold you like this until you feel better. And even if you need me to leave after, that's okay too. No, 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 it's okay, it's fine. This is about you and your needs. We can always try again another time if you like. Yeah, no, no extra payment needed. As far as I'm concerned, the session doesn't end until I believe you are fully satisfied, so... Shh. Just rest, lovely. I've got you.